Okay, I'm Dora Lee, and I'm going to read three poems, and they don't really need an introduction, so I'm just going to read them. And before I do, I do want to say I, too, feel really lucky to be here, and I'm glad we have Hemingway's and Jimmy and Joan and Michael Worcester and all these, Jan Beatty, all these great people in Pittsburgh. Casino cappuccino. I need to be tanned, I need to be thin, she complains to the waitress at the Olive Garden's espresso bar. I'm sipping cappuccino, reading the 6.5 practices of moderately successful poets. Shoveling a double serving of crab-stuffed mushroom caps. I wish I could lean back, verify what my mind's eye sees, an undernourished, wild-eyed young girl. But I stick my head in chapter one, Protects Talent, that opens with a Baldwin quote, talent is insignificant. I can't wear a swimsuit until I drop 20 pounds, she begs. It's 73 degrees in March in Pittsburgh. The first week of summer in spring, coda to a winter without a single school day. I can't quit this game, she exclaims to the waitress. Drawing something, do you play? Her index finger must be pressing circles into an iPhone screen. My son likes this game. No, my grandson. I hit the jackpot. That's what Baldwin said, his voice hoarse with laughter, when the interviewer asked how it felt growing up poor, gay, and black. Leaving. Once I took whatever a teen girl takes on the Greyhound to Hagerstown, Maryland, to elope with a boy 21, hardly older than I was, 18, August 28, 1968. Once my father called me to the front door, pointed, said, "There goes Homewood," smoke rising from the G.C. Murphy's, Antonio's Pizzeria, George's Shoes. Why are they burning their own houses, outsiders said, April 4th, 1968. The message plain as the gray of a carrier pigeon, prosaic, ordinary, inevitable, plain as litter pulled in a gutter, as dilapidated storefronts, as the face of the clerk who typed the letters E, D, at the end of the word color on the marriage license. Will any of you confess to watching Mad Men on Sunday nights? This is for you. Mad Men Blues. Women who watch Mad Men don't remember women's blues. Hold on to those Manolos. You don't want to wear these shoes. I drank Diet Cokes for breakfast, smoked cigarettes for snacks. I can still hear my mother saying, "There's a girdle for that." We wore tents called moo-moos for the hefty of the tribe, hiding rolls and folds of totemic mod design. Women who watch Mad Men don't remember women's blues. Hold on to those Manolos. You don't want to wear these shoes. I washed clothes in the morning, dried when I got home. To avoid the second shift, I'd need a Y chromosome. He wanted seven children, but left me with five. I worked another job to keep us alive. Women who watch Mad Men don't remember women's blues. Hold on to those Manolos. You don't want to wear these shoes.